This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. Searching for
my lost sugar salt. Rich Collins joins me live in studio. He is a professor emeritus at the University of Virginia, director of the Environmental Environmental Center for Environmental Negotiation?
It's called the Institute for Environmental Negotiation.
Hey, what do y'all do?
We try to resolve conflicts, interestingly enough, without having to go to court.
All over the country, right?
Right. Well, yes, but we tried to focus on Virginia and the East Coast, but we've done things in Canada and in other countries as well.
Well, good deal. Yeah. So speaking of conflict and negotiation, let's talk about the longest public works project here in Central Virginia, which without a doubt has to be the Meadow Creek Parkway, which was born in the 1950s, first proposed publicly in 1967 at a... I think it was a Ruritan meeting. It was the first place I saw it in the historic record. But this latest chapter in the Meadow Creek Parkway has VDOT actually filing for a permit to build this road with the federal government and telling them that they're going to build an at-grade intersection and not a grade separated. And we need to clarify for folks who don't know, at-grade is your normal intersection with traffic lights and all the roads meet on the same level. No bridges, no overpass, no on-ramps, none of that. A grade separated is like Barracks Road and the 250 bypass. There's one road goes over another road, and you've got on-ramps and that kind of thing. So the grades are separated, hence the name. Mm-hmm. VDOT has told the federal government that they are not going to build an overpass bridge down there. What's going on?
Well, I don't think that's quite right, that they won't build one. But I think it's really interesting. You know, there was so much national, even international publicity about the earmarked federal funds that went up to Alaska to Governor Palin's area.
Yeah, the bridge to nowhere.
They're calling it the road to nowhere,
yeah.
Right? But there the issue was physical. You know, who's going to use this road? When you get there, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Right? Well, we have something similar here, just the road to somewhere, but the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says where? And so they sent a letter, effectively, to VDOT saying, look, you've been planning this road for 20 years, but we can't tell on the basis of your application where it's going to end. Now, that isn't really a physical fact. We know that they know where it's going to end. The question is it going to end with a federally funded interchange, or is it going to end at US 250 with a traffic light and a four-way intersection now rather than a three-way? That's really the question. Well, remember, the last time I was on, I think, Coy, there was a question, what is this all about? Why do the Corps really care? They have to give a permit for a culvert. What's a big deal? And why do they want them to fill this out? Well, I think that the best answer is, of course, that there's some important games that lie behind these words like separated interchange or Section 4F or Section 106 or NEPA or Terminal Project. That's what's so frustrating to citizens is that we know behind that there's something really going on, but to use the vocabulary that they want leaves everybody saying, oh, come on, it's just some technical nonsense. Why don't people either give up and let the road get built or vice versa? Why don't they stop this nonsense? I'm with the stop this nonsense stuff. Essentially what VDOT says, okay, you want to know? We think that this road called the McIntyre or the Meadow Creek Parkway was approved in 1995. And therefore, in our minds and the way we work, it was a completed project. No bulldozers, no Hitachi machines, no vandalism, no nothing. It's a done project. So therefore, the road's in place. And then because they knew the city of Charlottesville said, no, it isn't, because you're not going to put this road on 250 within the city unless there is some kind of a method of getting that traffic separated and not just coming in and flooding and already flooded.
City said, we got to have an overpass there where the road comes into 250.
Right. Right.
Otherwise, it'll just be a nightmare.
Right. And let's be honest. Those of us who have been opposed to this parkway for lots of good reasons for a long time figured, once the city said, no interchange, no road, we knew there wasn't going to be any state of Virginia going to have the money to spend $20+ million to put something at that silly location for a road that essentially was a developer's dream and had really little effect on traffic.
A lot of people thought the road was dead then.
Yeah, we thought we'd killed it kind of strategically. Yeah.
Then came Forrest Marshall.
Right.
Local pharmacist, yeah, well, former member of the Board
Forrest
of Supervisors.
Marshall, I don't know him.
And first. A friend of John Warder's.
Oh, yeah. Well, they buddies. They went up to John Warder and said, look, we got this sweet deal for you. Everybody wants this road, right? But the only thing that's hanging it up is the city says they want an interchange and we don't have any state money and the city is not about to spend its local money on that stuff with all the problems it's got. Why don't you give us around $20 million? We'll name the road after you probably and everything will be sweet, right?
Yeah.
They thought so. But of course, what they
did. And John Warder found $25 million to build a beautiful new grade separated interchange at the Meadow Creek Parkway, 250 McIntyre Road.
And of course, the Daily Progress and other news media took it kind of at face value that, John Warder just loves Charlottesville. He went to school here, at law school. He wanted to do something before he retired. He's aging. This is really a nice thing. And then, of course, Forrest Marshall was his friend, also a fellow Republican. So the problem arose, of course, and that's why the Army Corps of Engineer request for where does this road end is that when they bring in all that federal money, they go counter to a lot of parkland and historic protection laws that the environmental movement brought in the 70s because parkland and historic properties were just barriers to roads.
Yeah.
And road building was a national mania.
So when John Warder gave us the check to build that part of the road and make the Meadow Creek Parkway possible, all sorts of red flags went up. Wait a minute. You're using federal money to build a road through a park and disturb historic resources like the nation's first Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
That's correct, Coy. Yeah. You got it about right. Now, they weren't ignorant of the potential problems. They just didn't know how many local citizens were really
paying attention. Yeah.
Paying attention and were knowledgeable. Like guys like Dan Bluestone, for example, and Peter Kleeman and Mary McNeil and many others around here that said, look, we're not local dummies. You know, we know how to read statutes and we know court decisions and we're capable of dealing with bureaucracy. That's what they didn't really figure, that we were that tough or that smart.
Yeah.
And so what happened, of course, is now when the Corps says, well, explain it to us. They're not explaining where the road is. They're saying who's paying for it and what are the implications of that? Because if this is really a federal project at the end with federal money, then you can build it, but you can't use federal money. If you don't use federal money, there's no interchange.
Right.
No interchange. Charlottesville should finally say, that's enough of this nonsense. We spent too much time on this issue. It's an event. Stop it. Let's get on with learning about people being homeless or people who are not getting properly educated. A thousand things.
Yeah. Really use our energies to try to fix some of the real problems. Right. And the real problem is not that there's not a road through this park.
That's right. Well,
that's not a problem we should be trying to solve.
Yeah, I admire Holly Edwards and Dave Norris and other members of our city council who are saying, look, this thing has been driving us nuts for a long time. Can't we get it resolved? It's time to get it resolved.
Yeah.
Saying, essentially, look, we got to get on with our lives. That this is such an obvious distortion and attempt to evade federal restrictions.
Yeah.
Look, we're going to put a stop to it.
It really is a shell game, isn't it, Rich? Because
sure.
VDOT, as far as I'm concerned, let's call a spade a spade. They're lying to the federal government and saying, well, you know, we have in mind this at-grade interchange at the Meadow Creek Parkway and 250. That's not at all what's being planned there. What's being planned there is a huge federally funded overpass.
That's correct. Now, again, in terms of passing blame around who's lying to whom, and I don't run away from that word there. I try to be gentler in the sense that there's a kind of a rational basis for the Federal Highway Administration saying, well, look, if you believe, as we do, that the state funded portion of this through the park, right, and through Albemarle County is done, then all we're doing is bringing in something that's just going to add a sweetener to it. It's not part of the road. And therefore, under the terms of the law, then we don't really have to worry about parkland protection or historic protection. But if it is integral, that is, it's part of this one project, as everybody here locally knows it is.
Yeah, that the overpass interchange is part of the road.
That's right. It's all one thing.
Because we all know the history that they couldn't build the road without the overpass.
And all of this nonsense, if citizens say, come on, let's get on with it. And I understand that. My wife says the same thing to me, as I've said before, is that essentially there's big stakes behind this, and it's federal law and federal protections that were put in place by people across this country in the 70s and 80s saying, look, we know that every piece of parkland and every older building is in the way of what we think progress is, which means more roads for more access, for more business, for more land development. And you can build it locally, but you're not going to use our money anymore.
Right.
And that's what's really at stake here.
We're talking with Rich Collins of the University of Virginia, a longtime watcher here of the events around the Meadow Creek Parkway, been following this news for quite some time and has been vocal in his opposition. Remind us, Rich, why is this not a good idea for somebody listening out there? And there are a bunch of people listening right now who say, why not build the Meadow Creek Parkway?
Well, I think the signs that you see all over the city saying Save McIntyre Park is because many of us believe that the most important, quote, infrastructure, end of quote, that we have is green space and parkland. It's more important than sewers in some way. It's more important than roads. And a lot of people feel that this piece of land, beautiful, natural, available, gifted, and protected, is much more important than a stem of a road that would in effect ruin this road by having all these cars in there, all the noise, all the fumes, and take away what could be a central park that would truly make what Mr. McIntyre had anticipated, Charlottesville, one of the Athens of the South, a city with, yeah, with sophistication that is marked not by just malls and artists and writers like yourself and, yeah, and intellectuals at the university, but by having what is breathing space, green space, open air, and close to the citizens.
So do you anticipate any legal action on the part of anybody who's opposed to the road? Because it would seem to me that you could go into court and quite easily prove that this federally funded overpass is integral to this road.
Well, that, yes, of course.
It is a part of the Meadow Creek Parkway. It's not some separate event like VDOT has been trying to convince everybody that this is some separate project.
You're right, but it isn't easy. You know, somebody has once said the law is an ass, end of quote. The law sometimes, especially regulations that are deep, you know, which are law, FHW regulations and so on, can be written in a way that defies common sense, or more importantly, the way that you have to vindicate the law against these agencies that in this case don't want that law means that you haven't got a slam dunk, as Bob Hodes, I think, said on one of your shows, that, yeah, we got a serious case. Everybody agrees with that, but it's, quote, not a slam dunk.
Right.
Because of the contrivances and procedures and costs of going to court. And we are prepared to do that. We're raising money for it. We have a lot of people who feel we have a winning hand, but it's not certain. And that's why I think that, as I said earlier, why doesn't the city, which has the real hold here, just say, look, for us,
for the past few decades, the city could have just have made one vote and said, it's over. We don't want this road anymore in our park.
That's right.
Period. It's to bed. It's done.
Right. It's interesting how the fatalism of those who build the road, if you read the Daily Progress again as one measure, is like the road is inevitable. It's going to happen. So when the Meadow Creek Parkway is built, right, as if all these things that have happened and all the opposition to it could never actually win. Now I think it's swung the other way. It's if the parkway is built. It's not going to be built, I believe, even though that segment from
Arroyo down Arroyo to Melbourne. Down,
I walked it Sunday morning.
That's the county's portion. They can build that and dump all that traffic down onto Melbourne Road.
Yeah, and that's where it'll stop, I think. And then you can say, well, what are we going to do with that road? Well, one thing is that those trails that are back in there, I walked it again on Sunday morning. There was a young buck out there, a deer. There were birds singing. There was a lot of sewer pipes, which I think a lot of people haven't really understood, that this is not just a route for a road, but big sewer pipes for sanitary sewer and for future development that would bring sewage from the county down through the city again to the treatment plant.
Yeah.
So I didn't notice how much that was involved until Sunday morning. But going back to your earlier question, this parkland is a jewel. It's wonderful, and it's really a failure of imagination not to see how this land without a road could be a jewel and a distinctive characteristic of Charlottesville to visitors and its citizens forever.
Rich Collins, Professor Emeritus at the University of Virginia. Rich, thanks for being here. We're going to break for local news and weather. We're back with Bob Holsworth. We'll talk a little Virginia politics. This is Charlottesville right now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.